AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The International Monetary Fund is again lowering its projection for world economic growth. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva describes the outlook as
darker than we would have loved it to be.
The IMF now projects global growth to come in at 3.2% for this year and 2.9% for next. Speaking at Georgetown University in Washington, Georgieva says the world economy is experiencing multiple shocks, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And the view is
more likely to get worse than to get better.
As for what to do, the IMF chief starts with central banks staying the course on inflation, though she cautions tightening monetary policy too much, too fast
can push many economies into prolonged recession.
So far, though, she says the impact of interest rate hikes relatively good. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In upstate New York, President Biden is celebrating a $20 billion investment by IBM in production of semiconductors. Chip shortages were a big problem during the pandemic.
More is going to change for the better in the next 10 years than happened in the last 40 years.
Chipmaker Micron announced this week an investment up to $100 billion in upstate New York. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski's office says two Russians who said they left the country to avoid being forced to serve in the military have requested asylum in the U.S. after landing on a remote Alaskan island in the Bering Sea. A federal judge has halted key provisions of New York's gun rules that restrict where people can carry weapons and require permit applicants to hand over social media information. Rochester, New York officials have agreed to pay $12 million to the children of Daniel Prude, a black man who died after police held him down until he stopped breathing on a snowy street in the city. Attorneys say the settlement money, minus lawyer fees and cost, will go to Prude's five children. This is AP News. North Korea has flown 12 warplanes near its border with South Korea.
The highly unusual incident has come just hours after North Korea fired two ballistic missiles into the sea. The North's warplanes consisted of 8 fighter jets and 4 bombers, which flew in formation by the border. South Korean officials believe they conducted air-to-surface firing drills. South Korea responded with 30 fighter jets and other warplanes of their own, though they didn't engage in any clash with the North Korean aircraft. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two young children, 2 years and 5 months old, have died. Their mother was hospitalized after two family dogs attacked them in their home in Tennessee. The children were pronounced dead at the scene. Their mother taken to a Memphis hospital in critical condition. Major League Baseball is reporting an increase in attendance for the 2022 season compared to last season. But turnout at games is still below pre-pandemic levels. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.